Very good morning to you all, and welcome to day two of our 12 days reflections towards Easter. Today is Tuesday, 31st March 2020. Listen for the word of God as it is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 9, verse 37 to 43. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." A spirit seizes him and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him and is destroying him. "I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the impure spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. So the text is about the greatness of God. Jesus had just descended from the mountaintop when the demands and disappointments of life again became evident. As they came to the foot of the mountain, many people were waiting for Jesus. A man had come to the disciples seeking help on behalf of his only son who was epileptic. And his epilepsy was attributed to the malign activity of a demon. As he was coming to Jesus, the demon dashed him to the ground. It must have been a pitiful sight to see the lad convulsed, and the disciples were quite helpless to cure him. O faithless and perverse generation, Jesus said, how long shall I be with you and suffer with you? The Lord's heart was broken by the pervading atmosphere of unbelief. But despite the comment and caution that he made, it was his sense of compassion and grace that triumphed. Bring the boy to me, he said, and he dealt with the situation with calm mastery and gave the boy back to his father, cured. In this passage, the sheer competence of Jesus is so clearly exhibited. His grace and his competence to deal with our situation, especially when we are in a state of disorder. When Jesus came down from the mountain, the situation was out of hand. The impression from the text is that of a people running about, not knowing what to do, or people in a state of pandemonium. The disciples were helplessly baffled. The boy's father was bitterly disappointed and upset. But into this scene of disorder came Jesus. He gripped the situation in a flash, and in his mastery, the disorder was calmed in much the same way as he had calmed the storm at the sea. Well, dear friends, there is no doubt that there is so much confusion in the world and around us at this time. The COVID-19 virus is dealing with all of us in one way or the other. So let me ask you, are you currently in a state of confusion in your own life? Are you grappling with some family problem or a difficult task or relationship? Is it about a sick child or a friend or another family member whose health condition has left you in a state of confusion? Or is it your own life and health which is making you anxious, and including the events of time and history when we all are trying to adjust to a new life of spending more time at home as we seek to prevent the spread of the dreadful COVID-19 pandemic? Is your life in a state of pandemonium? God never promised us this life would be easy, but he assures us that he is bigger than any storm we face in this world. And he is always working for our good, even in the places where we can't see, even in the circumstances that we don't fully understand. Our storms might look different in this life, but they all have the opportunity to change us forever. And God is the only one who has the power to take what seems tragic and devastating to turn it around for our own good. It may not happen as quickly as we would like. It may feel like a struggle. We might find ourselves longing for another way. But blessing will come from it, and the good will shine through. So when you feel that life is out of control, that you have lost your grip on things, and when you feel that the solution to our enduring problem is far from sight, remember that only the Master of Life, Jesus Christ, can deal with life with the calm competence that brings everything under control. Come to him today in prayer and commitment, because with Jesus in the vessel, you can smile at the storm. dear God, you encourage us through your word not to fear, and you draw us close into your presence so that we might find comfort and strength. You are the only place we can find refuge in the storms that surround us right now, Lord. We pray again for the current situation of the world with respect to the COVID-19 pandemic. We think of those who are suffering from the disease and who are on treatment as at now. We think of the many who have already died from the virus. Heal the sick. Receive at your bosom those who have passed on. Comfort the bereaved and strengthen the rest of us to withstand these difficult times. Lord Jesus, thank you that these storms of life will not last forever, because we are only passing through them to a life of perfection with you in heavenly places. Thank you that nothing has taken you by surprise. You know our journey better than we know it ourselves, and you will use this time of testing for good. Accept our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace.